the faking of the moon landing, I just felt in my spirit before I started this, it's blasphemous. It's mankind's greatest accomplishment, and it never happened. They embezzled money. They murdered people to keep it a secret, and they'll stop at nothing to make sure the truth doesn't come out. The fact is, Orwell said, whoever controls the past controls the future. And what that means is, until the truth about the moon landing fraud comes out, our federal government will remain corrupt until the end of time.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was documentary filmmaker and friend Bart Sobral. Let me tell you guys, what used to be woo is no longer woo. You guys might recall in my last interview with Bart about his book Moon Man, he shared the whistleblower testimony, the deathbed confession of someone who was there when they faked the Apollo moon missions. Well, we're going to follow up on that today with more truth. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I really appreciate it very, very much. Thanks for finding me on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, sgtreport.tv, or of course, sgtreport.com and thephaser.com. Hey, I'm delighted to have back on the line a longtime friend of mine now. He's a documentary filmmaker. You may know the work. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon, and astronauts gone wild. Perhaps later in this call, I'll play a clip from Buzz Lightyear, aka Buzz Aldrin, admitting to a little girl that we never went to the moon. I want to get Bart Sobral's opinion on that soundbite. Bart, welcome back.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I'm proud of you. You've created a game. We're going to plug it later in the broadcast here. The Game of Seven. It's a cross between checkers and chess, maybe even more complicated than chess to some degree.
Oh, don't say that. We're trying. It's not. We want the one obstacle is trying to teach people something new. You think, people want to learn, but people are so set in their ways anyway. No, it's not more complicated than chess.
Well, you did a beautiful job on it. I'll play the trailer for this thing so people get a sense for what it is. And we'll talk about that. But I'm a big believer in serendipity. You and I scheduled this meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of producer, director, editor, interviewer. I'm a one man band. I don't have producers who book my guests. And as fate would have it, today, as I was going through material to post on my site, thephaser.com, I stumbled upon Mike Adams' latest situation update. And I kid you not, Bart, talk about serendipity. Here's Mike Adams in the topic he first chose to talk about today in his situation update.
Because the first headline to share with you today, it's just too funny. This is from phys.org, as in physics, P-H-Y-S, phys.org. Check this out. All systems go in Houston as NASA prepares return to the moon. But if you read this story, you find out that NASA is sending an unmanned, quote, crew capable craft to the moon, but with nobody in it. Like, wait a second. We're told that NASA went to the moon all these times back in the 1960s and 70s. And by the way, if you watch my interview with Bart Sobral on that, you'll find a lot of interesting questions about, NASA fakery over the years. But supposedly NASA's going to go back to the moon. But now they're doing it by sending a crew-capable spacecraft with no crew. Is that the craziest thing you've ever seen. So they're literally going to send an empty capsule to the moon. And here's how the media reports it. Here it is. They're quoting Labrodi, who's, I guess, a NASA scientist. Labrodi is the lead flight director for Artemis 1, set to take off later this month. And get this, this is an exact quote. The first time a capsule that can carry humans will be sent to the moon.
But I really want to come back to you. Now, I know that Mike interviewed you after I interviewed you recently, and he did a great job. What do you make of what you just heard? Because I'll show some articles here while you're talking that prove these guys have been saying we're going back to the moon for 20, 30 years. I mean, every new president coming in, I think even George Bush Jr. said, we're going to the moon in 5 years. Fast forward 20, 25 years later, we ain't going back to the moon, Bart.
Yeah, they've actually said they're going to return to the moon 10 times in 5 years. They've said it 10 times. The first was Ford. Then I think Carter said it. Then Reagan said it. Then Bush Sr. said it. Then Clinton said it twice. Then Bush Jr. said it. He said something interesting. He said, the reason we're going is because going to the moon is a logical first step to Mars. Oh, they have to do it 7 times for a first step. Okay. And the interesting thing about this unmanned probe that they hopefully will launch at the end of the month, they're talking about today's technology is now 5 decades, 50 years better than 1969. Okay. So with 5 decades better technology, Sean, to just send an unmanned vehicle, not to land on the moon, just to orbit the moon, took 18 years of development with 5 decades better technology than in 1969, when they went from never having a man in space to walking on the moon, a goal in only 8 years, all with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone and all of NASA. So they can go from not walking, not being in space at all, to walking on the moon in only 8 years with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone. And 5 decades later, it takes them 18 years to send an unmanned vehicle just to orbit the moon, not to land. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's the first time in the history of the world that a technical milestone was accomplished, and that technology wasn't 10, 100 times better 10 years later, and no nation on Earth could repeat it 50 years later. For example, Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic in 1927. Imagine 50 years later, no one can fly across the Atlantic. When in fact, 10 years later, there were thousands of aircraft, 100 times more complicated, flying over the Atlantic. So if they could go to the moon on the first attempt with 1960s technology, which had 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone, on the very first attempt, we would have been on Mars 10 years later. We'd be in another solar system by now, and there'd be bases all over the moon, of which there are none. It's the only time in world history technology has gone backwards, because today, NASA's best rocket can only send astronauts 250 miles into space, and the moon is 1,000 times farther. So they're saying in 1969, with 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone, they could send astronauts 1,000 times farther into space in 1969 than they can today, which is meaning they're saying they had 1,000 times greater technology in 1969 than they do today. If it weren't for people's emotional attachment, literally making a god out of putting a man on the moon, people would see it for the truth that it is. I even asked a professor of an aerospace department at a major university in America. I said, you know, here's all this evidence we didn't go. Shadows intersecting at 90 degrees when they should be parallel. You know, the fact that technology doesn't go backwards. We have this footage of them faking being halfway to the moon. We have, you know, a deathbed confession of a guy who was there who said he, you know, he watched as they faked it. And he said, there's nothing I could say that would convince him that his cherished god of putting a man on the moon was false. And I said, well, what about this? What if you saw Buzz Aldrin on national TV tearfully confessing that the moon missions were fake? And I'm sorry, I faked it, but they were fake. He said, I still think they went. I mean,
now that's cognitive dissonance right there, isn't it?
I mean, if that's not, you know, pride blinding you, I don't know what is.
Well, pride goeth before the fall, as they say. And I want to go back to that article from 2004 in 1 second. But before I do, I'm going to show a picture of the lunar lander. And I think I understand maybe why. It's just a thesis. I might be wrong. But I think I understand why maybe NASA hasn't gone back. Could there be, is there a shortage of Reynolds wrap? That might be the key, Bart. They don't have enough Reynolds wrap.
No, no. The reason they can't return is because of COVID. You know why the store's out of tomatoes? It's because of COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know why I had a flat tire, was late? It's COVID. And I'm sorry I slapped you. It's COVID, you know.
Well, let me reset this thing. All right. So here's the article from 2004. Bush unveils vision for moon and beyond. The president seeks, now this is when $1 billion was real money. President seeks $1 billion more in NASA funding. I think NASA is just a funnel for stealing money. But saying the desire to explore and understand is part of our character, President Bush Wednesday unveiled an ambitious plan to return Americans to the moon by 2020. Bart, real quick, what's the date today? What year are we in?
Well, let me think.
2020. How could it already be 2022? These guys are 2 years.
Yeah, well, you have to remember in 2016, they said they were going to send an unmanned probe orbiting the moon by 2018. That didn't happen. They canceled that. And they've canceled everything along the way. It's really remarkable how short-term memory people is. Certain people ran for president swearing they would never mandate inoculations to be an employee of the government. And I think 3 months later, they completely said they're going to make them mandatory. I guess people just have a short-term memory. Did I say that already? I don't remember.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Bart, and it kills me. Where else, certainly not in the private sector, could you make promises as a company and never deliver and keep getting paid? So the president unveiled what he billed as a new course for the nation's space program in a speech at NASA headquarters, shifting the long-term focus from the space shuttle in the International Space Station to the creation of a new manned space vehicle that will be flying with a crew in 10 years and will return humans to the moon within 16 years. Now here's the fun part, the money part. Bush proposed spending $12 billion over the next 5 years on the effort. About $1 billion of that will come from an increase of NASA's budget, while the other $11 billion would come from shifting funds from existing programs within NASA's current $86 billion budget. The overall NASA budget would stay, you know, the point is it's a funnel for stealing money. They say they're going to go to the moon. They always fail. And they say we went there in 1968, 69, 70, 71, whatever the years were. But they've lost that technology, and it would be a painful process to build it back again.
Well, actually, yeah, that's a quote from, I think, one of the NASA astronauts.
Was it Don Pettit?
Yeah, Don Pettit said that. And in fact, he didn't say they lost it. He said they destroyed it. Now, in today's dollars, going to the moon, you know, if you take 1969 dollars, it's the equivalent of $200 billion. So imagine Bill Gates spending $200 billion to build the first supercomputer. It works fabulous the first time. It's excellent. And then when he's done, he throws all the hardware, the blueprints, and the electronic schematics in the garbage and sets them on fire, because that's what NASA claims that they did. Now, if you really went to the moon and spent $200 billion to do it, the last thing you would do would be destroy all that investment. However, if you were perpetrating a fraud and you could tell from the schematics that, well, the equipment really couldn't do what it claimed to do, then you would destroy it. So the fact that they destroyed everything is actually proof of the fraud, because if you really went, you would never do that. And if you're covering up a fraud, that's exactly what you would do.
Well, that's 100% right. And I want to ask you about that exchange that happened, I believe, in the living room of Edgar Mitchell. Do I have that right? I think it was in Astronauts Gone Wild. Oh, let me ask you that in a second. But let me play the soundbite from Buzz Aldrin here first. I'm sure you've heard this, and I want your opinion on it. Are these the rantings of an old man like Joe Biden who are just maybe losing control of their own faculties? Or is this honesty pouring out after decades and decades of lying?
Why has nobody been to the moon in such a long time?
That's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know. Because we didn't go there, and that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. So in the future, if we want to keep doing something, we need to know why something stopped in the past that we wanted to keep it going. Money is a good thing.
Yeah. So he concludes that part by saying money is a good thing. Well, that's certainly true if you're NASA and you never have to deliver.
Well, yeah. The Bible says from the overflowing of the heart, the mouth cannot help but speak. For example, the infamous quote from Bill Gates, who wants to lower the population by 93%, said out of his own mouth, one of the ways to do that would be to give a bunch of people a bunch of vaccines. Now, I'm thinking if vaccines are good for you, they're going to save the lives of millions of people, and that would do the exact opposite of lowering the population, wouldn't it? And then you had, I think, George Bush Jr., when he was interviewed after his presidency about 9/11, he said, when someone asked him, what do you think about it? He says, well, I think it was a conspiracy. And then his wife looks at him and he, you know, changes the subject. His wife is apparently his handler. And now from that mistake that Buzz Aldrin made, from the point forward, whenever he gives an interview, there's a handler sitting right next to him, making sure he doesn't misspeak. And yeah, he didn't go. And that's one of the things we disclose in Moon Man. Not only does it defy logic that technology could be greater, 1,000 times greater in 1969 than today, not only do we have shadows intersecting at 90 degrees in what they claim is sunlight, which is impossible and proves electrical lighting, not only do we have footage that we uncovered of them faking part of the mission right in front of your eyes with the CIA telling them how to do it on a third track of audio, we have a deathbed confession from someone who was there at the time at a military base. He was chief of security. He stood beside President Johnson while they filmed Apollo 11, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968. He gave us the code name for the real Apollo project, the dates it was filmed, the name of the military base it was filmed, and a list of 15 government officials and scientists who were there at the time, including Von Braun, Eugene Krantz, flight director, Buzz Aldrin, and Neil Armstrong, who apparently were just observing as they had doubles in their spacesuits. And he confessed this on his deathbed, that this is what happened, including the death of a coworker who was, you know, murdered in order to keep it a secret. All this is in the book Moon Man, which you can get at Sabrell.com, along with 15 clips you can see for free, which back all of this stuff up. We have the clip of Don Pettit saying we destroyed all the equipment intentionally. We have a clip from NASA's Kelly Smith saying, yeah, this radiation belt that surrounds the Earth is lethal. And in order to go through it to the moon, requires a technology that has yet to be invented. Maybe that's why they're sending an unmanned probe to the moon to orbit it.
Well, I think I found this clip of you and Edgar Mitchell in Astronauts Gone Wild. You were trying to get these guys to swear on a Bible that they actually went to the moon and none of them would do it. And in this exchange, I was going off memory, but I called it up while you were talking here. Going off memory, I think his son says, should I call the CIA? I mean, because they're that pissed off at you for confronting them about their lies. So let me do a screen share. And then you take us back down memory lane and tell us about this. Let me play it first.
Do you want to get a gun and shoot them at them before they get out of the office?
We have a video camera running if you want to do it.
Right.
That would be great footage for us. See you later. In court, I hope.
You want to call the CIA? Have them whacked.
So literally, I think the subtitle there was wrong. He says, do you want me to call the CIA and have them whacked? I think that's what he said.
Yeah, that is correct. Basically, we found this footage of undeniable proof that they're faking being halfway to the moon, which means they can't go to halfway to the moon. They can't leave Earth orbit. And that's why they're sending an unmanned probe to orbit the moon. So we showed this footage, classified footage of fake photography on a monitor right beside Edgar Mitchell. He turns beet red. He says, "Where did you get this?" And literally starts cursing at me, kicks me from behind with my back to him. And in all that commotion, we left a very high quality wireless microphone on him. And so when my camera guy in the commotion forgets to turn the record button off while we're inside the car, getting ready to pull out of the driveway, and he's inside his house with the door closed, we're unintentionally recording high quality wireless conversations between him and his son in his house. At which point his son suggests, "Should we call the CIA to have me whacked or assassinated?" Now, if they really went to the moon, and I'm some silly person who thinks it was all done in a TV studio, why would the CIA have to kill me? What difference would it make? However, if I'm a journalist uncovering a genuine fraud of the fake moon landings, then yeah, maybe the CIA would be involved. In fact, my source, who was there when they were filmed while I was editing my book, which took 2 years just to edit the book Moon Man, I confirmed these details with his surviving relative, who told me after he just confirmed details with me, his house was broken into. They knew the security code of his security system, somehow turned it off, took any proof that his relative was at this military base that they could find, and then days later sent two literal men in black who threatened him face to face with murder if he talked to me ever again. We had to call the White House and get the protection from him from the FBI and a senator on the Intelligence Committee. And this is very real. This guy's relative was there when they filmed it. And just him talking to me about it got him death threats. And that was less than 2 years ago. So this is very serious. You know, I think about the Kennedy assassination eyewitness list. I think something like 200 eyewitnesses were knocked off in a year or two. And of course, the Gulf of Tonkin, which John McNamara admits was just made up, you know, led to the death of a million people. And then we have 9/11, that 3,000 architects and engineers, you know, say it's a mechanical impossibility for a pinhole airplane to bring down a steel structure skyscraper. We have all this proof of all this government shenanigans, and I think the moon landing fraud probably killed the fewest number of people compared to those others. However, it's the government fraud that, if exposed, would infuriate the American people the most, more than who shot JFK, more than 9/11, because they got down on their knees and prayed for the safety of the astronauts. They waved their flags. They teared up and cried. They gave these lying astronauts medals of honor for lying. I think this would, if exposed, would bring about more change in the federal government than any other fraud. That's why there's all these documentaries every year to reassure us, you know, that yes, the moon landings are real, despite the fact that they can only go 1/1000th as far into outer space 50 years later.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I have David Weiss on to talk about this stuff and other sort of woo-woo stuff. And he always makes the point that NASA lies about everything. Even the pictures of what we're told is the Earth are created essentially in Photoshop. They're pieced together by thousands of images, we're told. Meanwhile, the James Webb Telescope, which had an original budget of $1 billion, came in more than a decade late at a cost of more than $10 billion. And let me show you a picture of a star said to have been shot by that telescope, Bart. So there's the beautiful star far off in the distance. And as David Weiss made the point in our last interview, he showed a picture behind him of what he said were multiple galaxies. And then the picture zoomed out and it was a granite countertop. What you're looking at here, dear viewer, is a slice of chorizo. Pepperoni, essentially. A French scientist has apologized after fooling social media users into thinking he had published the latest image from the powerful James Webb Space Telescope. We don't have to go any further than that. Maybe the guy was just humorous. Maybe he truly meant that as humor. The point is,
I think he was drinking a gallon of red wine with his pepperoni pizza.
Might be. It's a funny joke, but the real joke is on the American people who pay $10 billion for telescopes like this that come in more than a decade late and don't do what they're supposed to do and don't do what we're told they're going to do and don't return men to the moon like they say they're going to. And it's just a funnel for money. It's just, and by the way, the media, the mainstream horror media and NASA working together in tandem love to gaslight the American people. You know that with the mainstream horror media, they love to gaslight us about everything. The vaccine is safe and effective. Don't look at the VAERS reporting data. You're a tinfoil hat nut if you don't believe Pfizer and the science which they won't reveal about the safety or efficacy of the bioweapon. They just gaslight us all day long, Bart.
Yeah, we live in a fallen world, and we have to remember that the first sin on planet Earth wasn't murder, it wasn't adultery, it wasn't thievery, it was lying, and the world fell because of a lie. You know, when you take something, there's that empty space, you know, in the original owner's home, and there's the material thing in the thieves' house. When you kill somebody, there's a dead body, there's the widow and the orphan kids. But when you lie, where is it? So few people. Think how many people are in prison just for lying. Very few. And that's why it's the favorite misdeed of the evil people who run the world, because it has such power, and yet it can't be pinned down. And if people believe it, they'll walk off a cliff to their death. And that's what these injections are all about.
You know what? Can I say something? You make a really, really good point. And I've made this point a lot. If you look at the Ten Commandments, friends, lying about one's neighbor, bearing false witness, is a sin. It's one of the 10 sins in the Bible. It's a very, very serious, grave sin, because when you disparage somebody's character, their reputation, when you overtly lie about them, you cause them injury, which is not easily repaired. And sometimes it's devastating. Just look what they've done to Trump. Look what they do to the enemies of the deep state. Look what they do to people like you. They target truth tellers, and the mainstream media is most guilty of this. They bear false witness all day long. Look at Adam Kissinger. Look at Liz Cheney, a real demon in my view. Look at the entire left. All they do is lie all day long about January 6th, the most grave danger to our republic in the history of the republic, the insurrection. And then they gaslight us about the big steal and call it the big lie. They say we're lying about all of the malfeasance that took place in this last election. And we're to believe that Joe Biden got 81 million votes when he can't climb up the stairs to Air Force One.
Well, what I try to focus on, if you believe we're living in the last days, which I do believe that, which means there's probably some cosmic event headed our way. Janet Napolitano said the day she resigned from Homeland Security Director, there's a natural disaster coming that has never happened in the history of America. So there's also a third hidden clue there. It's a natural disaster that somehow you can know about years in advance. Now, wait a minute. You can't know about a volcano or a hurricane or an earthquake years in advance, and all of those have happened in America. The only natural disaster that I know of that has never happened in America and a natural disaster that you could know about years in advance is something coming from outer space, a comet, asteroid, or rogue planet. So maybe this big push to lower the population now is to kind of soften the blow for when a cosmic event would lower the population dramatically and very quickly. I think they're kind of preparing for that. And if that's the case, even though, you know, you could say red and blue, conservative versus liberal or so forth, we have to understand that Democrat Johnson was there supervising the faking of the moon landing. And then Richard Nixon, Republican, gave it the thumbs up. I mean, the media attacked both Bernie Sanders in the blue and then Ron Paul in the red. You see, so it's really not about that. The Bible says a soldier of Christ does not get involved in civilian affairs. And there's nothing more civilian than politics. And this us versus them is only a distraction so that we won't go after the people at the top. And I think we need to be aware not to give in to that. And that the main thing, if the world is literally going to end soon, and of course, we're all going to die regardless, the most important thing is to get right with God now now, stay right with God to the end, and help other people do so. The thing that Jesus said that convinces me that he's not of the earth is when he said, love your enemy. I mean, the Jews are bombing the Muslims are bombing the Jews, and the so-called Christian America is bombing everybody else. So we have to realize that, yes, these people are doing evil things. They are running the world, but they are lost souls. And maybe they deliberately worship Lucifer, but more likely they just do it inadvertently because they don't have God in their hearts. And we need to feel more sorry for them than we should for hatred for them, and make sure that we're not getting caught up in what the media wants us to get caught up in, which is who won what election or who should be president. Because regardless of who wins the next presidential election, they're going to be out in 4 years. What happens in the next life, eternity, lasts a long time, and getting people, ourselves and others, prepared for that is what's really important.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, that's a great point. And I'll just add one thing to this discussion about whatever cataclysm they might be predicting, what natural cataclysm could be coming, whether it's something from outer space, or as Wernher von Braun warned for years before he died about a fake alien deception. And I'll remind people, on his tombstone was Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. What a mysterious Bible verse for Wernher von Braun, the father of modern day rocketry, the man who got us to the moon, we're told, with rockets 1/3 the size of what he said we would need. What a mysterious Bible passage to leave on one's tombstone. And he warned his assistant for years before he died, the last card they will play is the alien deception. Tell the world, that's what we need to be watching for. Wernher von Braun.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because even though all the Apollo astronauts that I met, and I met most of them, did lie, did sin in that regard, and continue to sin to this day, unless they confess that it was all made up, the ones that would swear on the Bible were avowed atheists, and the ones that refused had a belief in God and feared taking an oath for something that was fraudulent. So you can go to Sibrel.com, just my last name.com, and I scroll down about halfway. You see, I wrote an article about Planet X, which could be God's instrument for the end time, you know, destruction, because it would cause an increase in earthquakes, which Jesus talked about. It would cause meteor showers, which Jesus talked about. And just below that, it's an article I wrote. I spent hundreds of hours writing it and researching it, called Are There Really Aliens from Outer Space? And I take Revelation 21:3 to indicate that there are not. Revelation 21:3 says that when God makes the new heaven and the new earth, he will reside personally with us former sinners here on earth. Now, the Bible says multiple times that God is not a respecter of persons. He does not show partiality. So if there's intelligent life elsewhere in the universe and he's choosing to live with us instead of them, he's showing partiality. The only way he could not show partiality is if we're it. And you can see, you know, from these articles, there are links in there that basically prove that mathematically, life on Earth shouldn't exist. It would be like winning the Powerball 20 times in a row. There's a great book called The Privileged Planet that lays it out that we're it. So this whole idea about aliens is something they want us to believe, which means it's a lie. After all, Edgar Mitchell goes on and on and on and on about how he walked on the moon, which is a lie. And he goes on and on about how aliens are real, which is a lie. I mean, the last time I was at a hotel and HBO had 10 free movies on, 3 of the 10 were about aliens from outer space. Now, you can imagine if 3 of the 10 movies were about how great Biden is, or 3 of the 10 movies were about how terrible Biden is, you would think there's a concerted effort to control what we think. And there's all this alien stuff. They really want us to believe in them, which makes me understand that they're really not true and very well could be some sort of end times deception.
Well, yeah, Wernher von Braun is in agreement with you, Bart Sobrell. I'll go back to the Mike Adams clip just because earlier when I played it, I said, we'll keep playing it. So I want to be true to my word. I almost forgot about that. There's not a lot more here, but he does talk about the giant pool that NASA has where they're teaching men how to land and walk on the moon, even though we don't go to the moon anymore. We can't do it. We're waiting for the technology. It's a painful process, Bart. We got to rebuild it. And boy, it costs a lot of money. We need more money. You know what? If we just give NASA more money, then we'll go to the moon. So probably
don't forget more time.
Yeah, more time, 2030, 2040, 2050. Just keep giving them money. Let me go back to this clip. We'll listen to Mike.
Since the last Apollo mission in 1972. You catch that subtlety? The first time a capsule that can carry humans will be sent to the moon, but there's no humans in it. And they continue, it will propel the Orion crew capsule into orbit around the moon. The spacecraft will remain in space for 42 days before returning to Earth, and they should add, with no astronauts in it. Now, what's hilarious about this is, yeah, I absolutely believe they can send unmanned capsules to the moon or to Mars or wherever.
Well, I don't actually. So we'll come back to that part. You tell me what you think. I think the whole Mars rover thing is a hoax too, but we'll come back to that.
Why aren't there people in it? Well, maybe because of the radiation zone that would fry the astronauts. Oh, man. But the best part is that at the NASA facility, they have a moon pool. This is the largest indoor pool. It's 200 feet long, 100 feet wide, and 40 feet deep. And in the moon pool, they're practicing for the mission that will have no astronauts. So what are they practicing for? So here it is. In the pool, quote, the lunar environment is gradually being recreated at the bottom of the pool with giant model rocks made by a company specializing in aquarium decorations. People, I can't make this stuff up.
All right. We'll come back to you, Bart. It's good humor, isn't it? I mean, NASA.
Well, no,
now
actually,
we know where the billions of dollars goes. The billions of dollars goes to recreate the moon at the bottom of a big pool.
Well, actually, there's some valuable information in there. First of all, you need to buy stock. And that company that's building rocks for the bottom of the swimming pool, buy it now. I'm sure it's going to go up. They'll be getting lots of money.
Yeah, it's a funnel for theft and gaslighting. I mean, if they can make people believe that going to the moon is easy, and we did it so many years ago, and that there's a rover on Mars, and that we're just hurtling through the galaxy at this tremendous rate of speed, and if they can make us believe that the universe is teeming with life, so we're essentially meaningless, look at that old, what is it, the pale blue dot, Carl Sagan? If you believe that, then it's very easy to become nihilistic and believe that we don't matter, and we're very unlikely to have been created by God, a loving God. We are more likely, they would tell us, the result of a random Big Bang. So in my view, these stories in NASA is very central to these systems of control over humanity and what we think and what we believe, Bart.
Well, yeah. I'm going to read something. See, now you brought up Carl Sagan and what he had to say. My book, Moon Man, which you can get at Sobrell.com, it has 12 chapters, and I put a quote at the end of every chapter. Here's a quote I put at the end of one chapter by Carl Sagan himself. He said, one of the saddest lessons of history is this. If we've been bamboozled or lied to long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back. So there we are. He's saying if we've been bamboozled, the moon landing, we're no longer interested in finding out the truth because we have to admit that we're wrong. And once we give power to these deceivers over us, which is the federal government, we almost never get it back. And that's pretty clear because the people who killed Kennedy, faked the Gulf of Tonkin, faked the moon landing, did 9/11, did this little, you know, COVID fake pandemic, they're only getting better and better and better over time. So when Christ says the tribulation in the last days will be greater than any history in the entire world, and unless God intervenes, no one will be saved, I take it to mean that these evil people, they're going to win until God comes back and destroys the wicked and builds the new heaven and new earth. So what should we be doing? You know, getting right with God, staying right with God, and helping other people do the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I love our conversations because we always get to the spiritual, because you know as well as I do that this is all about spiritual warfare. It's about trying to separate human beings from their relationship with God. And the easiest way to do that is just to kill the idea of God altogether. And that's where the Big Bang comes in. Now, you said something very interesting about those who have been bamboozled have a hard time admitting it. And so they don't even want to see the truth. They want to embrace the lie. I think that's very true. I can tell you firsthand that my mother-in-law would never question the Apollo missions. So it's not a conversation she and I can have any more than I can have a conversation with her about the dangers of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine as she's run out and gotten the latest booster. So I think it's a generational thing. I think young people now are more apt to believe that the whole thing regarding NASA and the moon missions, the Apollo missions, is probably a lie. Younger people are also less likely to run out and get the bioweapon because of the fear mongering. So it's kind of generational, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. It's something about imprinting. When you're seeing allegedly men on the moon and you, you know, weep and tears come to your eyes.
Yes.
It's hard to unimprint that any more than if I took you to what I told you was a great restaurant and a cockroach ran across the table. You know, you won't remember the great steak, you know, or the potato or the great service or the ambiance. You'll always remember that cockroach till the end of time. I can't unburn that. And you can't unburn it into people who watch TV crying and getting emotional how great it is. How dare you say that was fake, you know, and that I was fooled and I'm an idiot, right? Now we have that generation dying off and people are able to look at it objectively and say, look, it doesn't make sense that they had 1,000 times greater travel capability in 1969 than they do today. That's backwards of logical. So they can look at it objectively. Hopefully people are doing that, you know, more now than ever. And I don't know, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. Maybe, I don't know if it's just cut and dry, but people who are really devout to God are willing to be wrong, because that's what pride is. Pride is the unwillingness to be wrong, and humility is the willingness to be wrong. God says he opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We have to be teachable. We have to be willing to be wrong. I love the moon landing more than anybody. How many of you out there had 20 pictures of Apollo 11 on their wall for 10 years? Anybody? I did, because I guess worshiped it. I thought it was grandiose and great. Fortunately, the idea that it might have been faked hit me as an open-minded 14-year-old. And it was like my eyes were wide shut. I went back to the pictures I had seen 3,650 times. And I said, hey, wait a minute. The soil is caramel brown and the background is gray blue. They've since corrected that. But in the original pictures, the soil was brown like it really is on the moon. And that's why the Chinese probes are likely real, because they have brown soil. And it kind of planted a seed. 10 years later, as you talked about, quote, uncoincidences, I was editing a program for the guy who produced the TV show I'd seen 10 years earlier about, you know, Bill Casey saying we didn't go to the moon. And that opened my mind to the photographs. And one thing led to another. I first contacted Bill Casey. I turned down the project for fear You know, what if they really did fake it? This could be dangerous. I didn't want to have anything to do with risking my life for what Nixon did. I started reading the Bible over the next 5 years. I changed my mind. I said, look, there is right or wrong. There is a judgment. And I'm going to die anyway. And if they fake going to the moon, that's actually more profound than if they'd actually gone. I mean, imagine, let's say they could travel out, plant a flag, come back, whoop-de-doo. But imagine they lied about it. They embezzled $200 billion. They murdered people to keep it a secret. They printed it on coins and posters. It's in the encyclopedia. That's more profound if they lied about it than if they'd actually gone. When I popped in that tape, Sean, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Remember, I was already given $1 million by a board member of an aerospace company who builds rockets for NASA, who knew they were fake, to produce my films because he thought it was his patriotic duty to expose it. I said, well, you know, it could be faked. I pop in a tape. It says, don't show to the public on the screen. They're faking part of the photography right in front of my eyes with the CIA on a third track of audio telling them how to do it. And I just wept quietly. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this the world I live in that they lied about such a thing? I mean, the film, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, opens up with the Tower of Babel. And why does it say they built it? To boast about how great they were. Never finished. Then we show the Titanic that had the audacity to say in publicity, the ship that God himself cannot sink, never finished also. And then Tricky Dick Nixon, when he knew they were not on the moon, said putting a man on the moon is the greatest event since creation. You see, the faking of the moon landing, I just felt in my spirit before I started this, it's blasphemous. It's mankind's greatest accomplishment, and it never happened. They embezzled money. They murdered people to keep it a secret. And this is our world, that the greatest accomplishment of man is a complete lie in every encyclopedia in the country, and they'll stop at nothing to make sure the truth doesn't come out. The fact is, Orwell said, whoever controls the past controls the future. And what that means is, until the truth about the moon landing fraud comes out, our federal government will remain corrupt until the end of time. You see that? Whoever controls the past controls the future. So if the truth about the moon landing fraud does not come out, our federal government will be forever corrupt. That's why the truth has to come out. Plus, it would bring about more anger, more outrage than any other fraud the government perpetrated, because it was burned in people's hearts that we put a man on the moon. How great. And when they find out that their federal government is that corrupt, yeah, the stock market will probably crash, the dollar will crash. But unless you cut off gangrene, your body will die. And that's the state of our country at this hour.
I think that's well said. I like what you said about imprinting. It's like a newborn imprints on the mother's face while it's breastfeeding on day one, day two. That's the impact these faked moon landings had on people like my mother-in-law. I couldn't agree more. All right, let me do a screen share here because it's all spiritual, guys. Bart's a spiritual guy. The 7x7 Heavenly Board Game. Welcome to gameofseven.com. Bart, I might play the tutorial while you're talking, but tell us a little bit about this game. I know it's been years in the making. It's super cool. Let me scroll down just to pay it the service it's due. I mean, it's a really cool game. Maybe I'll hit the tutorial here.
Let me tell you the most amazing thing about it is how it got started. And you remember how today, as we're doing our interview, Mike Adams is talking about the fake moon landings, you know? Yep. Well, let me tell you, I had this idea. I was reading the book of Revelation, which talks about seven seals, the seven spirits of God, the seven plagues. And I knew chess and checkers were 8x8. So I said, why not come with the 7x7 board with seven pieces each that I have to move seven spaces every turn? And I tried to get it to work. I had a brain fart and I just put it on the back burner. And then, seven years go by. And my bank lost all of my email to spammers. So I kept getting, I went from like 2 spam a day to 20 to 200. And I just kept deleting them. I'm tired, deleting them. And then one day, a little voice inside of me said, check your spam folder. And it was this gentleman who's a fan of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon by the name of John Himes in Israel. He was an IBM employee, technical writer, team leader for 10 years. We started playing chess over Skype, and I said, maybe you could help me with this game idea that I have. Well, he really did most of the work. While we kind of negotiated the rules verbally, he actually wrote them down in a legible way. We did a graphic design, you know, together, but he actually physically made it happen. He did the business plan, the tutorials. He invested more money than I did. And really, without him, the game would have never happened. And I almost didn't, you know, find his email in my spam folder because the Holy Spirit said, check it. And so when you have a 7x7 board, you have a center square, which you don't have on an 8x8 board. So we call that the throne of God. And these four kind of swirling clouds around the center square are called the gates of heaven. The object of the game is to get all gates of heaven occupied by your pieces before your opponent does. And those little fiery cages to the next of them are called Sheol. When you're knocked off of the gate of heaven, you go to a Sheol square. And then in the corners, you'll see there are two red squares in every corner. It's from those squares that you can capture a gate of heaven. It's not a rule. It just kind of mathematically works out that way. It's a little bit more complicated than checkers, but a lot less complicated than chess. The average game is about 15 minutes. And get this, it's completely cross-platform. It's on Android phone, iPhone, Mac desktop, Windows desktop, and Steam, and completely cross-platform. You can play from an iPhone to an Android, from a Mac to a Windows, from a Windows to an iPhone. And it was developed by this software company in Ukraine. They spent, you know, many years on just writing the software, and it's just been released. You can go to gameofseven.com to download it for free, or go to sabrell.com and just scroll down to the very bottom. There's many tutorials and the rules. You can read them as well. There's a leaderboard, and you can play the AI or any person in the world. So the game just came out. It's called Seven, 7x7 board, 7 pieces each that have to move 7 spaces every turn. And I think it's a very fun and challenging game to, you know, the right amount of degree. It's like most games out there, Sean, are either like gobble up games like Candy Crush, which is really a, you know, glamorized version of Pac-Man, or there are war games, you know, Wolfenstein and Call of Duty, shoot and kill, or there are these, you know, 7-hour long fantasy civilization building games. There's really been no new strategy game, and especially a board game in the classic style of chess and checkers that's been out in a long time. So everyone knows that the number 7 is special. There's 7 days of the week. There's 7 notes on the musical scale. There's 7 seas, 7 continents, 7 vertebrae in the neck. The periodic table is divided into 7 categories. The human genome is divided into 7 categories. So I thought, well, why not have, instead of 8x8 like checkers and chess, have a 7x7 board, 7 pieces each that have to move 7 spaces every turn. The game is called Seven, and it's completely free. If you want it without ads, it's $7. And if you want to play on Steam, I think it's $7. And there you go. Apple, Android, Mac, or Windows.
Well, I think it looks pretty epic. I'll do another screen share here as we round out the conversation. We'll pay it forward to Bart, who's always paid it forward to humanity by trying to tell the truth and putting his neck on the line to do so. He's lucky that Edgar's son did not call the CIA and have him whacked, or we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, Bart, I'm glad you survived that. We'll pay it forward with Game of Seven. Beyond the principles and rules of the 7x7 board game, Game of Seven entails an epic story of heavenly angels battling all the way from Earth to the 7th heaven. That's at gameofseven.com. The link is below. My guest has been Bart Sabrell. Bart, thanks so much.
Sure, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And my friends who are still here with us, thanks so much for tuning in. A very special and sincere thank you to our subscribe stars. If y'all would take a minute and head over there and just sign up to support me and my little team, I sure would appreciate it. I'll leave a link below. And a special thanks also to our members at sgtreport.tv, where we have that private server beyond the reach of Big Brother. And I'll remind everybody, for real news every single day for free, visit us at sgtreport.com and thephaser.com, both of which are the antidotes to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
I think this is worse than what we saw in Nazi Germany. I think with cancers exploding like 20 times, the excess deaths, I mean, we really need to get to the bottom of what these excess death numbers are, because that's the murder number. You know, excess deaths compared to a normal year, that's the ongoing murder number, and it's going to keep rising.